Hello, sissies. This is Enchantrix Alyssa, and I am going to read you an email from one of my little sissies. He had a very special etching assignment that had quite the surprise ending. I just had to share it with you. So, here we go. From Sissy B to Enchantrix Alyssa. Oh, mistress, my edging assignment didn't go so well. I was edging the last of the three times per your instructions when things got, well, a little messy. I was in my car in a grocery store parking lot, discreetly working my cock through my pants. It was my third edging of the day. I was watching a short video I made for you of my cock in the panties. I filmed it in the bathroom during the previous edging about an hour before, and it was so hot. I was watching it again and again, pants now unzipped, rubbing my cock through their cute soft panties. The video showing my mouth-watering bulge and the bouncing cock popping out of the panties, I got close to coming, but backed off. The second time I did this, I backed off it. Oh no, I'm not touching it, trying to hold back, looking around the parking lot. There were a few cars parked nearby, with people in them, but they were minding their business, thank goodness. Still fighting the urge to come, not touching it, but my cock is throbbing. Then I see it, the first spurt, and dribbles out because I'm holding back so much. But it looks so thick, so creamy, I'm like, perfect, I'll lick that up and not come anymore, right? But the sight of it and the horny thought of eating my cum, which has not diminished like it normally does, puts me over the edge. No pun intended. Without even touching my cock, it's an explosion. It shoots high in the air and lands on my sweater, on my chest. Gobs and gobs pour out over my cock, panties, and stomach. It must have been at least 10 thick, creamy, powerful, yummy spurts. So now, I'm in my car, looking around the parking lot in a pair of panties with cum all over the place. Fuck, what do I do? I wish you were on the phone with me. You would have loved it. Sadly, though, the desire to gobble it up was gone. I ate none and did my best to clean up so nobody would know what had just happened to me as I went back to work. Well, I was very impressed with my little sissy, but he did not eat his cum, so of course there were certain consequences that went along with that. Want me to tell you myself what happened to my little sissy slut? Well, give me a call at 1-800-601-6975 or check back for updates on my blog at prickteaseprincess.com. Talk to you soon.